So I landed in Phnom Penh in the afternoon after too many stopovers on a cheap flight. Direct flights being one of the many conveniences one must sacrifice in order to lead a true gypsy life. Straight away, the chaos of a capital city of Asia hit me, in only the way a capital city in Asia can. There was an immediate feeling of desperation towards travellers because somehow the colour of your skin has defined you as a walking dollar sign. However, there was an underlying sadness to this desperation that I hadn't noticed before. An emptiness that comes with the horrible history of the Khmer Rouge that is present in Cambodia. I didn't want to pass judgment too quickly, that is, until I realised all the cab drivers were asking me about triple the price of what I needed to pay to get to where I had to go. When I went to Vietnam the year before, I got into a cab as soon as I arrived, was dropped at my hotel, paid the driver $60, and then was told at reception the route, which should have only cost me $12. I learnt my lesson to always inquire about how much it will cost you to travel to your accommodation from your first point of arrival. It takes a lot of practice and patience when travelling to not get overly frustrated when everybody is trying to rip you off, but it's something that over time you can come to peace with by having an understanding they're only trying to look after themselves and feed their family. I refused to spend what they were asking, however, so I walked about 20 minutes and hitchhiked on the highway and jumped into an open-ended truck that happened to pull over on the side of the highway. I was staying in a place downtown that had been recommended by a friend, a hostel with private rooms. In my later years of travel, I'd given up on shared dorm rooms. I checked in and was taken to my room, which was the basic Asian style. Super small, dingy, a window that could only slightly open, with stagnant air from the streets below seeping in. The bathroom, as anyone who's been to Asia knows, was the typical cringeworthy style of showering over the toilet, ensuring that no matter what, everything in the bathroom is always wet. It was a definite contrast to the fresh white sheets I had slept in the hotel the night before. I lay down on the bed and took a few moments closing my eyes. I was exhausted. It had been a long day of travelling and I wanted nothing more than to keep my eyes shut and give way to sleep. However, the adventurous spirit inside me refused to let this happen. Here I was in a brand new country, a brand new city, one that I had never explored, and I knew I couldn't ignore my desire to go out and see it for the first time. It was around 4 p.m. by this time and I realised how hungry I was, having hardly eaten anything in my commute throughout the day. I had a quick shower and decided to head out for a casual walk in the neighbourhood to get some food. I thought to myself I would take just an hour outside and then get an early night, unaware the turn of events I was soon to find myself in. I walked the streets for around half an hour, getting a feel for the neighbourhood I was staying in, passing beggars on the street and small children wandering around without a parent to be seen. It always surprises me in developing countries to see children in the streets and out until so late at night without any parents in sight. I was scouting out a cafe to have an afternoon snack at, but decided to make a quick stop at a corner store as I was really thirsty from walking and had no water. I was looking in the fridges, trying to decide what drink to get. I always love trying new and foreign or strange-looking foods and drinks when I'm away. Anything to get me out of my comfort zone. While I was deciding between a lychee juice and another strange-looking purple fruit drink, a lady approached me. She looked to be Cambodian and asked me where I was from. I smiled politely and told her I was from Australia. Australia, she explained. I've heard so many good things about Australia. Do you mind if I talk to you? Of course not, I answered. We sat together on the small bench, looking out to the street in front of us. She asked me questions about Australia and I was only too happy to share with her a little about my life. She told me that her sister was about to move to Australia to study nursing. She then went on to ask me if I would like to go to her house to meet her sister because she would be so interested to ask me questions about the new land she was about to move to. I felt fatigue setting in, a heaviness in my eyes, and there was a part of me that really wanted to say no. Then she asked me if I was hungry, and I could feel the emptiness of my stomach. Well, I thought, the idea of going to a local's house for dinner with a local family for my first day in Cambodia sounded like an adventure I couldn't refuse. I smiled at this sweet new friend of mine, so small in contrast to me, petite and kind. She was generous enough to pay for my drink, and so without further hesitation, I agreed to go with her. She was very excited by my decision and quickly ushered me outside. Before I knew it, I was on the back of a motorbike with a total stranger in a completely foreign country just hours after my arrival. Well, I really believe in the good of people, so there was no doubt to my mind that I was doing the right thing. I did think to myself that I must pay attention to the route that we were going, so I could attempt to find my way home. Those of you who have been to any Asian city would know this is by no means easy, and after a few too many intersections and the chaos of way too many bikers on the road, I stopped trying to figure it out and just assumed that if she was driving me far from where I was staying, she would be kind enough to drive me back. The motorbike ride was about 20 minutes and we made small chit-chat the whole time, mainly her asking me questions all about my life. We arrived at a house that was typical of an Asian house. Brick, tall, somewhat unfinished, sparsely furnished and oddly decorated. An outdoor staircase led me to a simple lounge room upstairs at the door. At the door I went inside was a sweet 5-year-old girl. The woman led me into the main room and I was introduced to her brother. She then left and I was left alone in the room with this man.